It's 6:14. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. This is Fresh FM. There's a bit in this song, right? There's a bit in this song now.
Yeah.
That I think is actually just it's. I mean, look, listen. Mm-hmm. It's corny now.
Okay.
But it works. It works.
What's that?
Listen to this. That is on a light. You see, you kind of like. Where is it? I'm trying to find it.
It's okay.
I'm going to find it.
All right.
Hold on. What is savage? Shorty, how you looking this good, but you still be the baddest. Everything brand new. Designer, everything I can see. Listen to it. Okay, that's also dope.
Yeah.
Hey.
Versace. Yeah.
Because you say it for Sese, Versace, or something like that.
Oh.
And then she's like, no, it's not Versace, it's Versace. She's like, nah, bro.
Nah, bro. In the Cassie.
Not in the Cassie.
Okay, I get it. Okay, no. That definitely went over my head.
I love it, man. I love it. Again, it's simple rhymes, but hey, yeah. It's. I guess that's what we need. In Zelena of the Brave on a beautiful morning like this, which, by the way, is 23 days into the year with the NSK and Shekwan. Namibia's heart and soul. Now, let's talk mind, body, and green, which is that bit where we look at lifestyle tips dedicated to inspiring you to live your best life. We study your mental. We look at your physical. We encourage you to go a little deeper with your spirit, okay? We want your emotional to be stable, and we also want you to care for the environment. Why? Because we care, okay? So let's talk mind, body, and encourage you to go green. Can you and can you not? Or can you not survive 5 days?
No, seven.
Seven. Dot sonnachtu.
It's a week.
7 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Without complaining. Shekwan?
Yeah. This is a little bit, it's a little bit of a hard one for a lot of us because it's like a learned habit.
Yeah.
That you sometimes just can't seem to shake off, okay? But yes, the question this morning is, can you actually go a whole week without complaining? And I saw that it will probably be the perfect time for us to kind of take this challenge on together because it is a brand new week. And so the challenge for this week is no complaining challenge.
The no complain challenge. And this is the last week of January.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you want to do this to us?
Yeah, no, absolutely, because I'm trying to prepare you, obviously, when, like, the year begins, okay. Which is the 1st of Feb, right, if you will. And I think also the reason why I want to take this challenge on is because come Feb, that first week of Feb, I'll be doing the Easter fast.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll probably explain in another conversation. Okay. But yeah, so no complaining challenge. So the question is, can you last 1 week without complaining? Mm. So how do you know if you actually need to take the no complaining challenge? Well, the first sign is that you're interested in hearing more about this, okay? Mm. That obviously means that you have the awareness, if you will, that you complain more than you would actually like or that you would like to admit. But there are obviously other signs as well. For instance, you wake up in the morning and the first thing that you do is complain.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go to work. Do I really need this job? Oh, yes, you do.
let's start there.
Yes, and then also this challenge would definitely be for you if you are that person that just has that really bad habit. And then also if you have been told that you complain too much, this challenge is for you. Mm. Now, the no complaining challenge will obviously help you recognize when you are complaining to stop complaining so much and also do more constructive things with your time. So let's have a quick look at some reasons why you need to take this challenge. But also just before we get to that, just a gentle reminder that you need to be grateful for what you have and stop complaining because it bores everybody else, does you no good, and doesn't solve any of your problems. Because I think a lot of us also have this really bad habit where, if we can be honest with ourselves, we're very quick to complain, but hardly or rarely do we ever come up with solutions after complaining.
Yes, yes. And I don't even want to blame it on human nature. It's nonsense.
Yeah. Put
down the solution.
Yeah, yeah. All right, cool. So get into that habit. Maybe pinpoint something. Not even complain. Pinpoint something.
Yeah.
And then come up with the solution as to how you're going to fix it. But anyway, one of the reasons why you can take this challenge or need to take this challenge is that you will learn how pointless complaining really is.
Yeah.
Because if you understand how pointless complaining really is, you will find yourself basically shifting gears as soon as you hear a complaint coming out of your mouth, or probably even coming to mind. Okay? But the only way to really understand how pointless it is to stop complaining for a while. Another reason is that also you also leave more if you complain less, they say. Okay? So don't you want to take them, or don't you want to make the most of every moment that you're blessed with? Don't you want to embrace that a little bit more? Because when you complain, it doesn't just affect probably an hour or probably 2 hours of your life. It can actually affect your whole day, the whole week, the whole month, the whole year. In fact, it can actually affect your whole life. Because complaining about everything or anything that is makes you see the worst in almost everything around you.
Yeah.
And you can't express how unhappy you are about something or someone and feel good at the same time. So think about that. Another reason to also take this challenge on not complaining for a whole week is that you are, this one, I can promise you, you are going to improve your relationships. And I say this because no one likes someone who complains all the time. It's not an attractive trait in someone. Okay. Now, part of the reason is that when you complain, you drag other people down with your negative energy. It's really hard for someone to stay positive when you are constantly being negative. And you don't want to be that person that if you're walking towards your friends, whatever it is, oh, here she comes, she's probably having some problems today. Like, you don't want to be that person,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah,
and then also you'll stop creating unnecessary struggles for yourself, because complaining brings about struggles into your life that actually don't even need to be there, right? So think about it this way. If you wake up and the first thing that you do is complain, how do you think, honestly, your day is going to go?
Yeah.
You're constantly going to be focused on the negative things, okay? And then it'll ultimately improve your health as well, because we know how much stress can actually affect our bodies. Let's just start with the inflammation that stress brings about in your body, okay?
Yeah.
So those are very practical ways and reasons, and I'm pretty sure I've done my job here, to convince you to take this challenge on with myself, or with me, that is, in NSK? No? Take this challenge on for the next week. And not complain. Bra, you're complaining already. And then... Oh, wow. But yeah, this whole week is a challenge that I'm taking on personally in my own life as well. I am not going to... Complain about anything.
Okay. About anything?
About nothing.
About nothing. Okay, sharp. Who will join Shaquan in the No Complaints Week?
Not in his game.
Not in his game, bro.